Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 89 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
Through investigation on a lot of the stuff, we've deemed it necessary.
A Moorhead teen has been listed as a missing person in a national database.
Brown County's jailer says a mass fentanyl overdose at an Ohio correctional facility is unheard of.
Two state Board of Elections directors have accused Allison Lundgren Grimes of abusing her power as Secretary of State.
Carter County officials are trying to eliminate illegal trash dumping.
A Moorhead lawmaker says 2013 pension reforms are working for the Commonwealth.
In sports, the Reds continue their series with Milwaukee tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
A 20% chance of showers tonight with a low around 70 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Police in Moorhead say a teen may be in danger and is considered missing. 18-year-old Serena Ross is the girlfriend of 26-year-old Tracori Grant, the man wanted for exposing himself to women in several area stores. Moorhead Police Captain Kyle Callahan says police are unsure if the couple's whereabouts.
Through some investigation that we've done, we deemed it kind of necessary that it's, she's a danger. So we've entered into those systems, and once they're entered, if somebody runs her driver's license or runs the car, it should alert whoever that there is a missing persons involved in that car.
Authorities say Ross gave them false information about Grant. She is wanted for second-degree hindering prosecution or apprehension in this case. Callahan said they are believed to be together and may be driving a maroon 2016 Chrysler 200. Anyone with information on their whereabouts is asked to call police.
24 people fell ill in Chillicothe, Ohio's correctional facility this morning. Emergency responders treated inmates, nurses, and security guards when they were suddenly sickened. Brown County Jailer Wes Coldiron says he was given information on what may have caused the incident.
I was just told, and I don't know if it's true or not, I was just somebody here talking, but somehow they got fentanyl put in the air ducts inside the facility, and it was blowing it out, and people were becoming subjected to it.
Authorities got the situation under control, and there were no reported casualties.
A Northern Kentucky man has been sentenced for his role in a fatal crash. The Kentucky News Network's Haley Hansen reports.
Prosecutors say 58-year-old Daniel Grice was both drunk and high when he crashed into another car in Independence in October. 27-year-old Samantha Malone, 26-year-old Rodney Pollitt Jr., and their children, 9-year-old Haley Ann, 8-year-old Brendan, and 6-year-old Kaylee, were all killed. Grice's attorney claims her client is not to blame, saying another car was driving erratically leading up to the crash. The judge sentenced Grice to 20 years behind bars. He could be released after 17. I'm Haley Hansen.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one and two numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
It's harder to find places to send victims of overdose when they are revived. That's the word from firefighters in South Charleston. The amount of long-term substance abuse treatment beds are low in the state of West Virginia. Assistant Fire Chief Bill Horton says that's the biggest issue.
One of the biggest problems in the state is there's no treatment centers. Nothing that really can get these people in and get them the help they need. There's a lot of people that want to get treated. They want to get help. There's just nowhere to turn.
Horton says his first responders are sent out almost every day to revive people suffering from overdoses.
A Moorhead lawmaker says a recent report from the Kentucky Public Pension Oversight Board shows the pension crisis was manufactured. In a special meeting held Monday in Frankfort, officials reported the Kentucky Teachers Retirement Fund shows that because of investment gains, they still have more money this year than last year. House Minority Leader Rocky Adkins says the pension reforms the legislature made in 2013 just needed time to take effect, and additional reforms weren't needed.
And we made those major reforms. We basically put in language that we would fully fund the ARC, that we put a pension oversight board in place, that we would do an audit of the system. And it was a very bipartisan effort, too. The Democrats controlled the House at that time, and the Republicans controlled the Senate, and those reforms were very bipartisan.
Adkins says the pension system has grown by more than $2 billion in the last 2 years. He says the only problem the system faces now is funding.
Following a specially called meeting yesterday evening, the Kentucky State Board of Elections is affirming the Secretary of State's role as the chief election officer for the Commonwealth. Allison Lundergan Grimes has been accused by two separate board executive directors within a year of abusing her power for political purposes. Initially, it was former executive director Republican Matthew Self who raised concerns before being fired last year. Then Monday, current director Democrat Jared Deering sent a letter to the board saying Grimes had asked him to do things that were unethical and potentially illegal. Self tells WKYT Deering's letter was vindicating.
I think he is a Democrat. He was put there by them. And he discovered the same things. And I think if you have integrity, ethics, and honor, that is what you have to do, the hard right over the easy wrong.
Self is currently suing the Board of Elections. Chairman of the Republican Party of Kentucky, Mack Brown, is calling for a federal investigation on the matter.
Kentucky's senior senator is weighing in on what effects President Trump's tariffs will have on the Commonwealth. Topics of discussion included tariffs regarding Chinese trading, agreements with bordering countries, and the tariffs on steel and aluminum that were recently imposed. The Senate Majority Leader says the effect on the metal production industry in the Commonwealth may not be as bad as people think.
In Kentucky, it's a mixed picture. I was up at Brady Industries up in northeastern Kentucky. They're building an aluminum plant. He said he thought the tariffs actually might be beneficial to them. He said not as beneficial as the tax relief that the company got out of the tax bill that we passed last year, but could be potentially beneficial.
McConnell says as far as auto manufacturing and agriculture goes, he isn't sure what effect the tariffs will have on those industries. He says if new and better deals arrive for the president to make, McConnell hopes that he moves forward with those deals.
The Round County Fiscal Court is supporting additional training for Election Day poll workers. Each of the county's 18 precincts will have four workers at the polls, plus clerks and sheriff's deputies. County Clerk Kim Davis says the new training will be helpful, especially for the new workers.
That we can have detailed and kind of honed in training sessions for the clerks, people that serve as clerks, sheriffs, and judges. Do some role playing and some scenarios that may come into play on election day to help our poll workers be more ready and able suited and have, you know, tools at their fingertips that would help them in situations, because this is going to be a busy election.
The county is required by law to train poll workers before each election. With the additional training, it will cost the county around $20 per person. Election day is November 6th.
The building that housed Ashland's Field Flowers for 40 years was demolished yesterday. WMKY's Tilden Johnson reports.
According to the Ashland Daily Independent, the building came down to make way for the upcoming Marriott's Delta Hotel. The section of 15th Street between Greenup and Winchester Avenue was closed Tuesday around 4 p.m. for demolition. City officials say the hotel was scheduled for a grand opening in September, but is now expected to launch by the end of the year. Fields Flowers is now located on 1516 Central Avenue. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Tolan Johnson.
Illegal trash dumps have long been an issue in Carter County, but the fiscal court says it's working on changes to its ordinance aimed at stricter enforcement of garbage pickup laws. The county's solid waste ordinance currently mandates trash pickups for all residents, but lacks enforcement provisions. Some county officials have discussed dividing the county into trash collection districts, but Magistrate Nick Barker warns such a move could have unintended consequences on smaller operators if the districts are drawn too large.
The concern that I have is if we go to a system where we bid out big territories, is that we're going to push out, you know, the smaller operators. We're going to push out the guys that are just, you know, getting started. We would essentially be putting legitimate, hardworking businesses out of business by by overregulation on the local level.
Barker is pushing for trash districts to be divided on the precinct level, which would allow smaller service areas to establish their own collection operations while still giving larger companies an opportunity to compete for contracts. The fiscal court says it hopes to have changes to trash collection finalized by its September 10th regular meeting.
Grad School Hub has identified Morehead State University as having one of the most affordable online doctorate in adult education and learning degree programs. The organization considered programs across the United States, placing Morehead State at sixth. Dr. Timothy Simpson is the Department of Foundational and Graduate Studies and Education Chair. He says the program is practitioner-based in the degree.
Maybe they've been a teacher or been somehow associated with the district's technology department, and they say, gosh, I'd like to be a director of educational technology for a public school district. Then the EDD is a prime opportunity for you to learn the skills and knowledge and dispositions necessary to advance your career.
Simpson says the designation came as a surprise, but he was pleased to see the program listed. Valdosta State in Georgia was ranked number one.
A local woman is trying to get more opportunities for individuals with special needs to be active outdoors. Connie Richardson is a Rowan County resident and retired social worker. She's recently taken an interest in bocce ball, a sport that is also a Special Olympics event. And she is hoping to have a couple bocce ball courts installed at the Morehead City Park. She says the camaraderie that comes with sports is important for everyone.
There are many reasons why we want children and adults out doing sports and interacting with more people, because it shows acceptance, it shows I can do this, it's drawing a sense of self. This is who I am. I'm an ice skater, I'm a basketball player, whatever. And that's so important for each of us.
Richardson says many programs in the area are excited about the idea. Anyone wanting to assist Richardson in her endeavor can contact her at 606-207-7608.
High-speed internet provider Metronet says it's preparing to officially activate its network in Lexington. WUKY's Josh James has more.
Lexington cable customers were promised a new option was on the way in 2017 when Mayor Jim Gray unveiled plans to bring in Metronet.
What this represents is Santa Claus coming to town, because we've had so many cable complaints, and we know that this is a customer-driven company.
As part of a 10-year franchise agreement, Metronet promised to spend between $70 and $100 million over the next 3 to 4 years, ramping up the city's internet speeds to 1,000 megabits per second. Construction on that fiber optic system began in January. A press release says the company is set to switch on the telecommunications services Tuesday. The company says the activation will make Lexington the largest gigabit city in the nation. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Taking a look at your extended weather forecast for the week. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 67. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of thunderstorms in the morning, mostly cloudy with a high near 79. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies and possible showers with a low around 67 and a 50% chance of rain. Friday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the morning, partly sunny with a high near 83 and a 30% chance of rain. Current temperatures in your listening area are 88 degrees in Flemingsburg, 89 degrees in Lexington, 91 degrees in Ashland, 88 degrees in Winchester, 87 degrees in Inez, 89 degrees in Mount Sterling, and 89 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, a Morehead State University alum is giving back through a scholarship program for LGBT students from his home county. WMKY's Joe Lewis has the story.
Two-time Morehead State University graduate Darren Branham is giving back with one generous gesture. Branham works as a controller at Kentucky Fried Chicken's headquarters in Louisville. He recently established the Darren Branham Pride Scholarship to support incoming MSU students from his native Pike County who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender.
I have decided to fund a scholarship for LGBT students from my home county, which is Pike County, with preference going to my high school, Shelby Valley High School. And I just I wanted to do something special for my hometown.
Branham says the scholarship will be open to first-year students at MSU.
So it's a $1,200 scholarship. I think it's going to be $600 to be used for each semester. And it's going to be awarded each year, but it's only for the freshman year for whoever receives the scholarship.
LGBT youth are often stigmatized and face a number of difficulties in their adolescence, which is one of the reasons why Branham felt so strongly about creating the scholarship.
When you grow up in a small town, it's very hard anyway, and so if you identify as LGBT, I think the struggle is harder. So I wanted to be public about funding the scholarship so that young people who are going through things can see that it's okay and things get better. And I just wanted to give them a little boost to help them to achieve their goals and dreams.
Other than being from Pike County, the scholarship comes with other application requirements.
Anyone who's interested in the scholarship, it's for incoming undergraduates, and they would have to have a high school GPA of 3.25 and some financial need, which the university will determine, and then they would write a one-page essay on what the scholarship would mean to them if they were to receive it.
Branham says he hopes the gesture will go a long way to affording LGBT students the same opportunities he had during his time at MSU.
I felt like I've had a pretty successful career since I went to Morehead, and I really thank the university for that. I thought it was a great education that I received there, both my undergraduate degree and my MBA, and I just wanted to be able to allow other students from my home county to be able to experience the same things that I have experienced, and this is just a small way for me to help them to do that.
To learn more about the Darren Branham Pride Scholarship, visit moreheadstate.edu/scholarships. For WMKY, I'm Joe Lewis.
It's 4:47 and 89 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Cody Robinson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this Wednesday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Emporium Presents, featuring Old Crow Medicine Show in concert at Ashland's Paramount Arts Center on Thursday, September 6th. Classic American roots band Old Crow Medicine Show is coming to Eastern Kentucky in support of their newest album, Volunteer. Tickets are on sale now at the Paramount Arts Center box office and online at ParamountArtsCenter.com. Old Crow Medicine Show in concert at the Paramount Arts Center in Ashland, Thursday, September 6th. Tickets on sale now. More information at ParamountArtsCenter.com.
The losing streak is over for the Reds. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Cincinnati Reds are back at home this evening for Game 2 of their series against Milwaukee. The Reds broke a 5-game losing streak last night, topping the Brewers 9-7. Anthony DeSclafani pitched and gave up 4 runs over 6 2/3 innings in their victory. However, he tells Fox Sports Ohio he got a lot of help from his teammate Billy Hamilton.
Yeah, no question. Billy definitely saved me, got me out of that inning. You know, almost feels like automatic when... you know, with Billy making plays out there, whether it's diving catches or running balls down that usually see you don't see guys get to, or, you know, throwing guys out at bases to, you know, pick the pitcher up.
Game time this evening is set for 7:10. Also from the show, the Chicago Cubs' Ben Zorbist hit a bases-loaded RBI single in the 11th inning to give the Cubs a 2-1 victory over the New York Mets and their season-high 7th straight win today in a game that was suspended last night because of rain. The Cubs, who are now 78-53, moved a season-high 25 games over .500 and matched their longest streak since a 7-game run last September. They lead the majors with 42 comeback victories, and they have 7 walk-off wins this season. Other teams playing today include Seattle, Boston, Toronto, the Mets, the Nationals, Cleveland, Tampa Bay, and St. Louis, among others. The Morehead State football Eagles are preparing to kick off their season tomorrow night in Richmond. The Eagles were 4-7 last year, going 3-5 in conference play. Coach Rob Tenier says his team is ready for the rivalry matchup with Eastern Kentucky University.
Obviously, the first game of the year, it's always exciting. And, you know, as we started winter workouts in the spring practice, and we've had a tremendous preseason camp, and you know, you get to a point where you start to get tired of hitting one another and you want to play another football team. And so we want to be competitive, want to go out and play hard. And, you know, we've had, a great couple weeks of preparation for EKU and looking forward to the opportunity.
Kickoff tomorrow is set for 7 p.m. and will be broadcast through the ESPN Plus and WIVY. The Cincinnati Bengals have signed defensive end Carlos Dunlap to a 3-year extension. Also receiving an extension today was defensive tackle and Dunlap's good friend and draft partner from 2010, Geno Atkins. Atkins was signed for a 4-year deal, though. The deals for both players combines for over $110 million. Dunlap told Bengals.com that he's glad the deal is over so they can focus on the football, not the contracts.
Obviously, during camp, we focused on simply football and let our agents handle the work. But knowing that the business is done lifts that burden, and it's all ball now. And now we can continue to get better as a team and focus on doing whatever it takes to get our team to that next level, which we all have talked about, and Coach says, build it better.
Dunlap, who is 29 years old, finished third on the club with 7.5 sacks last season. His best year was 2015 when he had 13.5 sacks, second most in club history. His totals have slipped each of the past two seasons, though. He is fantastic at blocking passes at the line, knocking down a team-leading 15 in 2016. Cleveland Browns linebacker Michael Kendricks is being charged for insider trading during his time with the Philadelphia Eagles. The Browns acquired Kendricks in June, signing him to a 1-year deal. Federal prosecutors announced today that Kendricks gained $1.2 million in illegal profits on 4 major trading deals. U.S. Attorney William McSwain said Kendrick paid co-defendant Domalaire Sanoki $10,000 in kickbacks during the scheme that spanned from 2014 to 2015, as well as giving Sanoki perks like tickets to the Philadelphia Eagles games, tagging along to music video shoots, or nightclub appearances. McSwain also says that each is being charged with one count of conspiracy fraud and that they attempted to hide their actions.
Mr. Sanoki and Mr. Kendricks attempted to cover their tracks, including by using FaceTime to share inside information in an attempt to avoid detection by law enforcement. Mr. Kendricks made a large profit from his insider trading, collecting just under $1.2 million. In return for this inside information regarding the investment bank clients, Mr. Kendricks provided approximately $10,000 in cash and tickets to Philadelphia Eagles games to Mr. Sanoiki.
The 5'11", 240-pounder recorded a team-high 8 tackles in last season's NFC Championship against Minnesota, and he had 4 tackles in Philadelphia's Super Bowl win over the Patriots. Also from the NFL, Green Bay Packers star QB Aaron Rodgers has signed the biggest extension in NFL history to date. According to the NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, the deal is a 4-year contract extension that's worth $134 million, with $80 million guaranteed before March. According to SportTrack, Rodgers had a cap of about $20.6 million this year, which ranked among 14th among quarterbacks. The 34-year-old threw for over 1,600 yards last season for 16 touchdowns. And lastly in sports, the Morehead State volleyball team wrapped up a match against Marshall in Huntington last night. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has more.
Sophomore outside hitter Olivia Lohmeyer set a career-high 19 kills to lead all Eagles, but it wasn't enough to get MSU the win, falling to Marshall 3-2. MSU alternated sets with the Thundering Herd before Marshall pulled ahead in the final 15-7. Redshirt senior Jesse Wachtman and sophomore Lauren Roke each recorded double-digit terminations, with Wachtman's total marking a new season high. MSU returns to action Friday when they host the Comfort Invitational. The Eagles welcome to Morehead St. Francis, Mercer, and Wright State. Matches begin at 11 a.m. on Friday. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
And that'll do it for sports for today. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle Volleyball will host a Comfort Invitational with matches against St. Francis, Mercer, and Wright State on Friday and Saturday. Also, Eagle Soccer welcomes Kennesaw State at 2 p.m. on Sunday. More information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. A rally in tech stocks led the NASDAQ Composite and S&P 500 to record highs, with Amazon, Google parent Alphabet, and Apple leading the gains. Investor sentiment was also boosted by the resumption of U.S.-Canada trade talks, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 60.55 at 26,124.57. The S&P 500 was up 16.52 at 2914.04, and this is the first close above 2900 for the S&P 500. And the NASDAQ Composite led all of your major indices with a gain of about 1%, finishing up 79.65 at 8109.69. And as mentioned, technology very strong today as Google parent Alphabet gained 1.5% after Morgan Stanley raised its price target on the stock, making it the highest on Wall Street. The analyst cited Waymo, the company's self-driving auto unit, as the big upside catalyst for the stock. And Amazon shares rose 3.4% to close just below $2,000 a share as Morgan Stanley raised their price target on the stock, predicting a $1.2 trillion market cap. Canadian Foreign Minister Freeland rejoined NAFTA talks after the U.S. and Mexico announced they had struck a bilateral trade deal. Freeland told reporters that Mexico's difficult concessions to the United States earlier this week would help lead the way for productive discussions between the three countries this week. The U.S. economy grew at a stronger pace in the second quarter than previously thought. The Commerce Department raised its second quarter growth estimate to 4.2% from an initial forecast of 4.1%. In the commodities markets, oil was up 1.75% at $69.74 a barrel. Gold was down 0.8% at $1,212.60 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were up today, with the Stock 600 finishing with a gain of 0.3%. In Asia, most stock markets were up as well, with the Nikkei up 0.8% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 0.25%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Microsoft and Apple. The worst performers were Walgreens and United Technologies. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Marathon Oil and Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, and the worst performers were Tiffany and BorgWarner. Turning out of stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 8 cents at 84.68, CSX down 39 cents at 74.82, AEP up 62 cents at 71.73, Marathon Petroleum down 19 cents at 83.72, AK Steel up 2 cents at 4.49, and Anthem was up 43 cents to finish at 2.67.14. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Radio Eye, Kentucky's statewide daily reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Radio Eye's reading service offers newspapers, magazines, health materials, and grocery ads for independent living to people who are blind, visually impaired, or any disability that makes reading difficult or impossible. Radios are available to qualified applicants. More information is available by calling 859-422-6390 or online at radioeye.org.
Taking a quick look at your weather forecast for the week. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 67. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of thunderstorms in the morning, mostly cloudy with a high near 79 degrees. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies and possible showers with a low around 67 and a 50% chance of rain. Friday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the morning, partly sunny with a high near 83 and a 30% chance of showers.
And that's going to do it today for Mountain Edition. This afternoon we had help from Tanner Boyd, Jacob Lindberg, Jack Caudill, Brian Courtney, Chaz Jenkins, Wyatt Melton, Peyton Stewart, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Tilden Johnson. WUKY's Josh James and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. Our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Joe Lewis. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.